Hello and welcome to The Reducer. Today we will be reducing your expectations of this podcast being any good to rubble. My name is Howard H. Smith. I'm Leeds United Championship scum. And today I'm joined, as always, or mostly as always, by Mr. Dave Rothney, who is a Man City fan.
Hello.
And Dave Klein, who is a Liverpool fan.
Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Sorry, just grabbing a bit of a coffee there and apologise for mentioning the time of day, because that always puts me off when I listen to a podcast. If you listen to this at 11 o'clock at night, the last thing you need is morning fucking your head up, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Good point.
I actually tweeted a very, well, a well-known person within the Leeds United kind of area who's used to do a podcast, and it was recorded in the morning, and he just used to say good morning on every podcast, and wound me up so much that I just tweeted him and said, look, podcasts are not a radio show, so try and leave what time of day out that it is so it doesn't fuck people up when they're listening, you know, and it just dates it. And you know what, he never replied. From the next podcast onwards, he never said good morning again. All I'm saying is somebody must have, you know, other than me, must have mentioned it.
Well trained.
Who was it?
Phil Hay.
Oh, right. Okay.
I know.
Not a
broadcaster. Great journalist. Face for radio. Yeah. Head for the rugby pitch. And lovely guy. Really, really genuinely lovely guy. And anybody I know who's worked with him, or, you know, has any dealings with him, so he's a lovely, lovely chap. Hi, Phil, if you're listening. Of course he isn't. This is shit.
Go on, Ed. What are we doing today?
Well, that's quite a worrying question, because if you don't remember, it means you haven't got a shitload of stuff written
down. I've got it on my fingertips. I'm making it. Should we do free transfers?
I tell you what, shall I be honest? I've got two, and I'm going to style it out like I've got loads.
Okay, that's good.
my head full of wasps just needs like a little poke.
Yeah.
So I reckon you guys are going to smash it. So although I reckon I've got the best free transfer ever.
I've gone very Liverpool centric, with the exception of one.
I'm sure that is a real surprise to everybody listening.
Right. So do you want to start, Dave?
Well, hang on. If we're going to stick to our own clubs, presumably it's about fucking 20 years since Man City paid nothing for anyone. How much is it? Free transfer? We'll give you 10 million. Oh, all right then.
Depends who's asking, actually. If it's UEFA or the Premier League, you know, we didn't pay anything.
All free transfers.
Yeah. No, I haven't got my own club. I've got a few from my own club. I've got a few from, well, do you want me to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are we gonna start? Let's build this team. Let's build this team that is effectively worth nothing. From the back or up top? Let's start the back.
Start with random. I don't know, it depends. Maybe start random, that starts debate. I've got one just hands across the ocean, really, to Mr. Klein. which is Gary McAllister. The free transfer by Gerard Houllier.
Top of my list. Yeah.
Coventry. Yes. He was at Coventry, whiling away the dying embers of his football career.
Yeah. Also, with a slight assistant manager's role with Gordon Strachan, because he was player assistant manager kind of thing.
Yeah, and he went to Liverpool, and he won League Cup, FA Cup, and Champions League. Did he win the Champions League?
No, UEFA Cup. As
UEFA
it was.
Cup, right? Yep. Yeah. So
unbelievable, and helped us qualify for the Champions League for the first time as well.
Not a real treble, though, was it?
Not a proper treble, did you say?
Now, boys, it's a cup treble. Yeah, there are three trophies for
that's
it.
A proper treble.
Yeah. How things change,
Dave? Yeah. Yeah.
Since we won the lottery, as I call it.
Yes, the crooked lottery.
Indeed. So anyway, my fault. So I didn't mean to go in two-footed there. Gary McAllister. Yeah, what a player.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean,
unbelievable. really. I mean, just he took us. In many ways, it was the start of our comeback into, you know, what we've had a few dips as well along the way, not least Mr. Hodgson.
Yeah.
But he was the start of that kind of a period of resurgence for Liverpool, I would say. And he was instrumental in that. Excellent. Just, you know, free transfer, incredible. I mean, as I said, I started thinking about free transfers, and all I could think about were the ones Liverpool had. We've had some belters over the years.
Go on then. Who else?
I just wanted to.
If you'll indulge me.
Well, I just wanted to interject for a second there.
Go on.
Also, just around the kind of coverage of Gary McAllister going to Liverpool, because you made the right point there, Rothers, that he went to Liverpool from Coventry, having to come to Coventry from Leeds, and you don't buy players on the way down. That's the general rule.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, you know, the press at the time was highly critical of of Liverpool going for McAllister, and you know what resulted is a prime example in, you know, the press just basically creating a story where there wasn't one.
Yeah.
You know, nobody even at Liverpool was a bit disappointed. But the thing is, well, you saw, like, see, that was kind of early doors, the press drumming up fan unrest, if you like. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be pissed off about this. But what? Mm. Gary McAllister, you know, whose career's on its way out at Coventry. This is not the type of signing Liverpool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really the first time I remember kind of being told what to think by the press. I haven't got a massive amount to offer on this, but I am going to throw in, because I know, Dave, you want to, you know, can give us a whole Liverpool 11, but I just wanted to fit somebody in right next to McAllister.
Well, if I can say, we'll come back to me, because you two need to throw in your ideas, but I've got a centre-back pairing.
All right, okay.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, no, I like that. Well, look, I've basically, when we were talking about this last week, only one player sprung to mind, and of course he doesn't and has never played in England. But this guy, well, when Gianluigi Buffon is saying this, when Andrea told me that he was joining us, the first thing I thought was, God exists. A player of his level and ability, not to mention that he was free, I think it was the signing of the century.
Yeah.
This is Andrea Pirlo, sold by Milan at age 30. He's finished. He's done everything he can for us. He's won everything. What a player. What a hero. Thank you so much. Off you go. Go and enjoy you're going to Juventus? Oh, you've just masterminded four league titles in a fucking row. And you were free. Oh, yeah. Milan's greatest, one of their greatest fuck-ups of all time, and one of the greatest free transfers of all time.
You'd Andrea have to, Pirlo. Yeah. I agree with that.
AC Milan to Juventus.
Yeah.
Right. In. Yeah, okay.
Touché. I ain't got much, but what I have got is all right.
That's a belter. Yeah.
That's good. Well, we don't have to limit it to Premier League that way. So, Dave.
Yeah, but also, what a fucking midfield pairing those two.
Pirlo and McAllister. Yeah.
Chipping the ball to each other from a yard.
You've got the Scottish Pirlo and the Italian McAllister.
absolutely. As no one is saying.
Go on then, Dave. Who else is in your list of Liverpool? Oh,
my centre back pairing, Joel Matip,
mm-hmm.
and Colo Touré.
Colo Touré.
Oh,
Man City.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we got the closest to winning the Premier League we'd ever got with Colo Touré in our team. And of course, with Joel Matip in the team alongside Virgil van Dijk, who wasn't free, obviously, but we won the Premier League. So those two together,
very
really
good.
Really good signings. You know, again, they were both seen as best days behind them, and to some extent they were. But I mean, but Matip had more to give, obviously, than Colo-Touré. But we got a couple of good seasons out of Colo-Touré, and of course, Matip has been central to massive. Everything we've done over the last few years. Matip, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No, I like Colo at City, but
Good shouts. Yeah. I mean, and I'd like to, I would like to, if at all possible, throw in a shout for who's in Nets.
Can I just challenge on the centre backs? Happy with Matip. The one that perhaps, I mean, I'd forgotten this, so it was only when I was doing a bit of research for this that I remembered.
That's right, listeners, you heard it. Research. Fuck you.
I'm happy with Matip, but I think when you look at a free transfer, I mean, one man's free transfer, as Perlo showed, you know, it's they're kind of like you leave another club very disappointed when it works out so well. Yeah. Sol Campbell to Arsenal, 2001.
Yes.
I hadn't realised that was a free transfer. He went to Arsenal from Tottenham and he won everything. He won 2 Premier Leagues, 2 FA Cups and was part of the Invincibles. So,
and came through the Tottenham youth system. I mean, it is the ultimate Judas move. I mean, I can't think of another player who's come up through the ranks. Yeah, I mean, he must have captained Tottenham as well a few times. Mm-hmm. Nearly played all position, was a striker in the youth team, and then goes to Arsenal. That, oh dear me, I mean, but mind you.
It was a free.
I think I've just had a brainwave. It's just reminded me of one of my free transfers. I think I'm pretty let me do some research. Don't want to make an idiot of myself. Could I throw in a suggestion for keeper?
Yeah.
Who's in Nets?
Okay.
Played for Man City and also played for Man United. I give you some said he was washed up. Peter Schmeichel,
yeah.
Schmeichel, who left Man United on a free.
Yeah.
That's right.
After 99, Champions League.
There's no competition there. That's because I had Brad Friedel as well.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one. From Liverpool.
It's a good shout because what do you want? Do you want Brad Friedel in his prime? Or do you want, just won the treble, Peter Schmeichel? Mm. Fuck it. You've watched Michael all day, don't you, really?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I'd have Schmeichel in our net now.
Arguably, the start of with Manuel Neuer at Bayern, arguably the start of that modern keeper, what we now understand to be the modern keeper, the change in goalkeeping.
Yeah, Neuer sweeper keeper.
Yeah,
Schmeichel sort of. That's the kind of iteration of goalkeeping, isn't it? It's like Neuer is the current. Well, actually. You'd say like Edison and Alisson, probably the finished article of the next generation, you know, and Neuer just below them. He was that. And then Schmeichel. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Right. I've still got to do a little bit of research here, but who are we going left and right back?
He's the utility player. Ex-City, ex-Villa, ex-Leeds, ex-Newcastle. It's none other than James Milner.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fucking hell. That's a brilliant shout. What a shout. The ultimate, ultimate free transfer.
Yeah, hey? Brilliant.
Have you heard the stat that's fucking terrifying?
Yeah. I've heard it, but I can't remember it. Just remind me.
James Milner has played in 1.2% of all Football League games from like 1966 or something. It might even be like since the league ever started. But James Milner has played in over 1% of all games.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He is. Yorkshireman, obviously.
Yeah.
But he also flies in the face of a lot of... The fitness and because basically he does rest because he doesn't get to actually play, but he basically hammers training all the time, and it's like he wins the beep test. His fitness is higher than everyone else's, He's getting older. He's not taking it easy. He's not going down that route because he's always said, I'm not the best footballer, but I am the fucking fittest on the pitch every time I walk the pitch.
Yeah.
And I've got that over everybody. Great, great shout, Dave. Great shout.
Brilliant.
Lefty then.
Well, can I just say that? Fuck me, I don't know. Plane's landing over here. Can I just say that I would not put Milner as in the back. I think he's got to go in midfield.
Okay.
We're short of defenders, though, aren't we?
Yes, but if the internet doesn't fucking ruin my idea, I might be able to help us out.
Okay, I mean, there's a couple of other kind of big names then.
Right.
So, Steve McManaman, Liverpool to Real Madrid. Great sign. Yeah. It's probably a good deal for him rather than. But Madrid, he won back to back European Cups at Real Madrid. I mean, I know he was slated to go to Barcelona. I know it left a bit of a bad taste in the mouths of Liverpool fans. Did it kind of taint his legacy, Dave, when he went on a free, McManaman?
As I recall at the time, I think we were kind of in a bit of disarray anyway. So I think we were in transition from Houllier to Rafa Benitez. And I think he wasn't missed as much as you'd expect. I think it was like Michael Owen. It seemed the right thing to do. Transition from Houllier to Benitez.
Maybe another one is Michael.
Dare I say it? I'm slightly overrated.
McManaman.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Not at Real Madrid, though. You see, that's the thing. I think he was one of those players that kind of went and had his best years somewhere else, and we never really appreciated him. A bit like
the move was right for him then.
It reminds me a lot of
someone like Andros Townsend. You know, the obvious comparison that you were all thinking of, who you know looks woefully out of his depth on a football pitch, but you know played for England and fucking for some reason looked like a world beater.
He was one of Hodgson's go-tos.
I'll move on quickly.
Balak. See, I'm just throwing out these midfielders name. Bayern Munich to Chelsea.
Brilliant.
He won 2 FA Cups, League Cup, Premier League.
But let's be honest. Isn't Michael Ballack just like your absolutely classic German midfielder? You know, in the model of, you know, Schweinsteiger and Matthäus before him. And they're like, oh, yes, I can do everything. Oh, yes, you know. do you know what? They can all fuck off if they're not Matthäus. Because he was fucking amazing. And the rest of them aren't fit to lace his fucking boots.
Happy to be...
Incredible.
Yeah. No, happy for that. I was just trying to get the debate going. But no, I have no affinity for Ballack. Don't worry. I mean, you stopped me from getting onto the City players. but now I'm in. So Ali Benabia, who we signed on a free from PSG in 2001. And we were in the Championship under Kevin Keegan, and he basically got us promoted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for us. I'm not sure he makes the all-time 11, but certainly his City, to your point, we did have a lot of free transfers down the years, and most of them were shit. But Ali Benabia was just, you know, an amazing player.
But that's the nature of, I kind of guess, why we're doing this, is because you're right, is that, like, yeah, we're doing, you know, the best 11 of people who are usually shit. there's the title for you. These things just happen sometimes.
Yeah, they're transformational. It's a bit like McAllister at Liverpool. Not that Liverpool was shit at the time, but he kind of pushed them on. And Bernabe, he got us promoted that season. You know, we went from being ordinary to, you know, to get out of the Championship, you've got to have something. And that was, he gave us that. So so he's one of my City players. The other one is Peter Reid, who was a free transfer from QPR in 1989. Howard Kendall brought him across. And then Howard Kendall, just as things were starting to turn around at the City, fucked off to Everton and became Everton manager. And then City were floundering around, so we appointed Peter Reid player coach at City. And I think 2 weeks after that, we were playing Everton at Goodison Park, beat them. Peter Reid scored. And we went on to finish sixth that year, which was our best finish, basically, until we won the lottery. We were nowhere. And Peter Reid, that kind of, there was a management, a period under Peter Reid where we had Paul Walsh, we had Peter Beagrie. It was just, he got us playing. And yeah, so Peter Reid would be, I don't know if he'd fit into this team because he's a bit of a clogger midfielder. But
yeah, I don't think he's getting in over McAllister or Pirlo, to be fair.
No. Anyway, I've said
he's on the bench. Put him on the bench.
Yeah, my only other one would be, this is just, it's obviously 19. Go take your mind back to 1973.
Fuck me. Yeah. I will. Okay, I'll take my mind back to 1973. I'm climbing trees. I'm 3 years old.
You're climbing trees at three.
I'm scared of cats. That's why I'm up there. Bloody hell. What am I doing here?
Dennis Law, basically.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They take that, Man United fans, in beautiful your fucking face.
Little back heel. Go on then, fuck off. Second division for you. Second division, you twats.
Don't even look. Go on, fuck off, you lot.
Anyway, he doesn't make the all time, but anyway, so that's I'll stop now.
Yeah.
That hasn't helped. It hasn't helped the all round 11, but maybe Ali Benabia will be on the bench.
Well, Ali Benabia has got a great story. I might have even told it on the podcast before. I know you know it, Rothers, and you've heard it from me before, Clino. So this is just for you, listeners. You got promoted to the Premier League, and Ali Benabia got a nice fat Premier League contract. I think Stuart Pearce was your manager. And Ali Benabia just walked into the office about 3 weeks into the season, put his boots on Pierce's desk and said, and he's like, what are you doing? He goes, I leave. I'm not good enough anymore. And he was like, what? We've just given you new contracts, haven't we? He was like, yeah, but I'm not good enough. I leave now. I go home. And he said, really? he said, turned around, walked out of the office. Never seen him since.
Wow.
No entourage, no nothing. Cancelled his contract by mutual consent. Didn't want pain. He could have sat around earning a king's ransom. Just brought his boots in, put them on the desk, and said, "I can't do this anymore. Not good enough. Bye."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, did City lend him a pair of boots?
No, it was very funny, mate. It was. I think it was symbolic. To be honest, I think it was symbolic. Like
the badge and the gun when you leave the force. Yeah. I want your boots and your shin pads. Fuck off.
Oh yeah, I'm afraid you're suspended for 2 weeks on full pay. But Animo, you know what you got to do. Oh, brilliant. fucking old boss reaches down, getting the shin pads, handing them over. He's going to be. They'll be locked away in a cabinet.
Yeah, and the boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Both shin pads and shin pads and the other one round the back. Okay, come on. Yeah.
But no, that's a great story. I think Keegan was the manager. Well, Keegan was the manager because Keegan signed him. So that's a great story.
Yeah, but do you know what? Stuart Pearce tells the story. So I don't know if Keegan was still manager by the time this happened.
Right. Okay.
Because it's definitely, or maybe it is, and maybe Keegan did tell the story. Who fucking knows?
It doesn't matter.
They all merge into one.
Should we press on? Because I've got a centre forward for you.
Sure. You've got a speed awareness course.
Yeah,
that's why we've got to press on.
You said you wouldn't mention that.
Ironically, we've got to speed up. Well, we've got just the man.
Can we get a move on? Come on, fuck the little.
Hold on, I've got to mount the pavement soon.
The great Gianluca Vialli.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
pray silence for Gianluca.
Pray silence indeed. But what a fucking signing for Chelsea.
Pay silence? I'd pay 60 quid for Gianluca.
Unbelievable signing that was.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Yeah. And I know it's boring to say, but, you know, fuck you if you're bored of hearing it. Along with Ray Wilkins, two people that nobody in football has got anything bad to say about.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you know, not to make this about Butch, but when Ray Wilkins died, he hadn't played for AC Milan for what, about 25 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The next home game fucking Baresi is parading Wilkins' shirt round the stadium and the fans are going mental and Baresi is fucking bawling his eyes out and they retire the shirt that Wilkins used to play in. And
yeah,
personally, I think that's something that every football fan should know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's one of those things that, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, oh, it's easy to find. It's not. Occasionally it gets mentioned. It honestly, it's incredible scenes. Look it up on YouTube. It really is. Yeah. It's very moving.
Wow, I'm going to do that. Thank you for that. So where did Viali, where did he come from on the free? Is this into Chelsea?
No, Juventus.
Right, okay.
Juventus, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. No. I mean, definitely straight in. Captain.
That's also a Premier League changing signing as well.
Yeah.
Because that was literally Viali came, and within 6 months we had Zola, I think.
Yeah.
And the famous story is Zola's driving from the airport, Viali picks him up. Zola's driving from the airport, and Zola's like, so, you know, what's it like? You know, is there anything you want to tell me? And he said, look, the best explanation I can give you of what it's like over here is forget everything that you've ever known. We were losing 4-0 away to Liverpool 2 weeks ago. And with 5 minutes to go, we scored a goal. How do you think the fans reacted? And Zola was like, well, you know, throw things on the pitch, spit at you, whatever. And he said, well, basically the fans started singing, we're going to win 5-4. Zola burst out laughing and was like, that's just really? Just couldn't believe that fans wouldn't want to kill them. Yeah. And they had enough sense of humour to, yeah, it was like, right, this is insane. This is going to be fun.
The only thing to remember here is that because Viali arrived a year after Ruud Gullit, and if you want to talk about the kind of the player that really sort of became that sort of first marquee, I think maybe around Klinsmann may have beaten him to it, but he's either Gullit or Klinsmann, I think, was the first. And Gullit was a free transfer. I can't remember where he came from. So Gullit.
Yeah, I agree, but I'd also say that Klinsmann and Gullit were much further towards the ends of their career than Viali. Viali just won the title and was at peak. It's peak Chelsea, peak Juventus Viali. Going to England, that, you know, and you're absolutely right, by the way. I'm not decrying that at all. Absolutely spot on. But I think it was like we were talking about goalkeepers earlier, this was kind of like the next step.
Right, okay. He's in.
Yeah, he's got to be in. Yeah. He's got to be in.
Okay. How are we doing? Who are we missing?
Well, we've got Schmeichel, we've got Campbell and Matip as a central defence pairing. In midfield, well, we've got Milner, Pirlo, McAllister, Viali.
I mean, I'm tempted to throw in a right back who wasn't free but only cost 300 grand. which is Man City free. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's Luke Ayling at Leeds, but, you know, I can't really. We're struggling on free transfers at Leeds because usually the players that we buy are shit. So, you know. If we're getting them for free, then we're virtually dead.
Your point about Pirlo, so sort of non-Premier League, I mean, in a similar vein, although not quite as dramatic as Pirlo, was Lewandowski going from
Bayern to Borussia Dortmund.
It was, Dortmund to Bayern Munich in 2014.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, and Lewandowski was at his peak then, you know, or he certainly was still great in 2014.
Yeah.
That was a free.
Yeah, an outstanding player. The thing is now as well in modern times, if you excuse my phrase, you've got to be careful that a player is definitely a free transfer, and not was in the last year of his contract, because now you may as well be in the last year of your contract, because that means, you know, you're going to get sold for less than you're worth, but for more than nothing.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to get some revenue back. Well, at the end of this season, we might see the greatest free transfer ever. Because at the end of this season, Kylian Mbappe is a free agent.
Oh, yes.
Is Harry Kane free as well at the end of this?
Yeah.
And let's throw in up front, Lionel Messi. Just gone to Inter Miami on the free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's all right, isn't he? He'd get in the 11, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to. Yeah. Just we'd have to play him.
Yeah.
He's going to have to play it right back, though.
Look, if he's only... Yeah, that's a good point. Who's up front? Sorry, who do we
I was
have?
Just suggesting Lewandowski. I mean, there are others. Zlatan went to Man United. That was a good signing for Mourinho.
It was, but he got injured and, you know.
The only thing they won, the last time they won, apart from this season, the last thing they won anything was under Mourinho when Ibrahimovic was there. They won the League Cup and the Europa League. He had an impact, but...
True.
Don't worry, I'm not going to argue too forcefully for a Man United player, so don't worry.
No, I agreed, and I think no one beats Messi, so, you know, get him in there.
Boys, is this a discussion we can continue?
We can do the second half.
Is this part one, part two?
Well, I think it might be actually. Part one.
Because you're going to go to prison otherwise, aren't you, Dave? Dave's got a speed awareness course. If he doesn't get there, he's going to go to prison.
Yeah. I'm going to have to speed if I don't leave soon.
Oh, I have to drive like a bastard to get here. It's like when you get. It's like going to. Speed awareness course and then asking them if you're allowed to go to the pub at lunch.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Right. We do not recommend it.
Cool. So it's half time. We've just played the stoppage time at the end of the first half. And
absolutely.
We're assembling quite a mighty entourage of quality players there.
We are. I mean, even the bench
Looking very good. The group's looking very strong.
It is indeed. Yeah. If you want to contribute to next week, fucking yes, you can. Hey, let's see how this goes. You can go to podbean.com/thereducer and, you know, leave comments under episodes, tell us to fuck off, do whatever you like. It's absolutely free of charge, just like everything else on the internet.
That will be interesting to see what we get. We'll get people talking about Scunthorpe and all sorts of things, which would be interesting.
To be honest, I fully expect to get absolutely nothing. but hey, look, you know, if you do make a contribution, we will be sure to mention it. So it only remains for me, Leeds United scum, Howard H. Smith, to say goodbye to my Manchester City supporting friend, Dave Rothers Rothney.
Yes, goodbye.
Forever. See you next week, mate. Yep. And Kleino, good luck with the course, Mr. David
Thank
Klein.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
Fingers
you very
crossed.
Much.
Cheers.
For all of you who've ever speed awareness coursed before.